Alhamdulillah. Who is it, brother? Is it? Ali Ridwan, see, you know him? Yes, sir. Yeah, he wouldn't understand. If you translate, or if there's somebody else, or you will translate. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات صدق الله المولانا العظيم. That rosas have been made farz on every part of the body also, and we were discussing with regard to the heart, the gunas of the heart. And this is the month where Allah made it even more easier, and generally for the whole ummah, the month of Ramadan is really for our islah, for taqwa. But unfortunately, we don't think of it like that. Ramadan, we feel like a burden, or at the most just that we have to keep our rosas. More than that, perhaps manage our namazes, our taraweeh, and that was our Ramadan. But really, as Allah explains, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you acquire taqwa, which is your islah, your reformation. Or we call it that I got hidayat, that Allah gives you hidayat. So that is the purpose, and it is for the whole ummah right through. And by observing to whatever level, that will come into us. So Allah, let us actually realize the real worth and the purpose of Ramadan and work towards that, and then it comes into us. And Allah made it also very easy. Allah said it's not a long procedure. Ayyamam ma'adudat. Just a few days. A few days that you can count on your fingers. When we read Tasbihat Fatimi, Subhanallah, we read 33 times. Roza is only 29-30, so few days there are which you can count on your fingers. So if we apply ourselves, hopefully we will become better Muslims, better human beings, a better husband, a better wife, father, son, everything we will become better. So we were discussing one very important aspect and a very basic aspect of the heart, and that is pride. And also, in order to make our islah, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, where Hazrat has written on various subjects, and in so detail, but Hazrat says the main method of islah is the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. If we are regular, Allah give me and give us all tawfiq, and to do our zikr properly. Inshallah, if time permits, if we get the opportunity, we will discuss that, how we should do our zikr. But one basic thing, when we are sitting, we sit cross leg is preferably in zikr. We can sit, like in a tahiyat position, but cross leg, and then where the heart is on the left side of the body. We put our gazes down there also. And when we say la ilaha, like a vacuum, we are taking out from the heart, that we are cleansing the heart. And but which particular sin we find ourselves involved in, like not controlling the eyes, or pride, or backbiting, lying, wasting time, whatever it might be. Otherwise, generally, all my sins, I'm taking them out of the heart. As we move the body, and we should move the body from the waist, not the head alone. That is also other buzurgs teach that way. But our tariqah is that from the waist we, and this comes in Hayatul Sahaba also, that the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, when they should make their dhikr, then their body should sway like the trees on a windy day. So we see the whole tree, it's swaying like that. Like that they should make the zikr also. So from here, from the heart, and we're moving out of the body, the whole top with the head and the torso, the body together. La ilaha And in this side, we are throwing it all out. That pride I'm throwing out, jealousy I'm throwing out, laziness I'm throwing out, whatever disease I find I've got myself in. And then, again from there, illallah. That now I'm putting just the right thing. Or I'm taking all ghayrullah. All these diseases are ghayrullah. So I'm taking them out of my heart and throwing it. And this side, illallah, I'm just putting Allah, all the good qualities. Humility, kindness, patience, fulfilling the rights of everyone. So in this way, if we make our zikr 100 times a day, 100 times we are vacuuming our heart, how can that heart become clean? And this heart, we are not using a vacuum machine, some sunbeam or some other. This is a machine of La ilaha illallah, the most powerful machine. And we are doing it 100 times. And if we do it with that thought, unfortunately, we see generally when we are making zikr, then we are half sleepy or full sleepy. It's like a sleeping period. Here also now, when we make zikr at night, especially in the morning, and every day we have zikr, most of the satis are asleep. And when do we wake up? When the zikr is over. Then we wake up. So that half, that sleepy zikr, that won't yield the results. And we also are not regular. To be regular with it. So all the diseases, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, be regular with your zikr, and all your spiritual diseases will go out. Then we have got additional to that, du'as also that we make. Then the company of the righteous and pious people. And whatever particular sin we find ourselves in. Like one person wrote to Hazrat Maulana Thani Rahmatullah Ali, his murid, that I've got lot of anger in me. So Hazrat referred him to one alim in his town who was running a bookshop. He was an alim also and he had a bookshop. And he told him, go and sit with this alim. So he sat with him like between Asr and Maghrib, whichever time it was. And that alim didn't tell him a word about anger. He was carrying on with his work. Customers come, he's selling kitabs to them. Then he's preparing the orders, sending them by post, everything. For about a period, 40-day period, Hazrat said, you must go. After about 30 days, he wrote to Hazrat back, and he said, Hazrat, my anger is almost like gone. There is no anger. But this Maulana didn't tell me one day, one word about anger also. But just by staying in his company, that quality came. He had, Hazrat wrote back, this Maulana had a lot of tahammul, a lot of tolerance in him, lot of kindness. So automatically it also came into him also. So like that, if we find that we have got somebody like talking too much, then go and sit with somebody who doesn't talk. Just stay by him. Every day go and spend 1 hour with him. You'll see that will come into us. We haven't got patience. And whenever we're doing something, we like rushing, doing roughly, pushing here, pushing there, getting this, trying to get this done, that done, we are done. We are not calm in our lives. Then see somebody who is calm and go and stay with him. And then for about 40 periods, spend about 1 hour a day, half an hour a day with him. You'll see that quality will come into us. So that is also one way. So staying in the company, and that is why we come here. And we go by mashayikh. Here also all, mashallah, how many mashayikh are present here? And all have got qualities here, and what qualities? And they are all rubbing off onto one another. All the good qualities, ulama have written, that our tabiat, our nature is such that it steals, it takes from other people. If you go and stay with people who are in drugs, and you stay in their company, then you'll see it. The first thing is that the evilness and badness of drugs will go out from you. Slowly you will start condoning and you will try and justify them. These poor people, what can they do? They have to take drugs, they got this problem. Finally you'll find you also become a drug addict. So who we stay with, that company, has our tabiat, it takes from that. So this is a, so for this pride to come out. And the opposite of pride, tawadu, humility to come. We should stay with such people. And then we will see that those qualities will come into us, all to us also. So it is, dhikr is very effective, we do it properly. And there are many of us such, we don't like somebody to tell us. So you make your dhikr on your own, you'll make your islah will get done if we are regular. And the pure name of Allah, Allah's name is so pure, it will purify anything. Like for example, you have a glass which is dirty and you want to put water, you wash it first. You want to put zamzam, you wash it first. You wash it with water and then you put water in there. So the heart, wash it with the name of Allah. And then put the name of Allah in the heart. And as soon as the heart is clean, you don't have to invite Allah to come into that heart. Allah just looks for a clean heart. And Allah goes into a clean heart. And when Allah comes into the heart of a person, that person has got everything. He has become the king. Ek tu mera, to har shay meri. You are mine, O Allah. Everything is mine. You control everything. Allah is now in your heart. So all we have to do is clean the heart. And we think that if we are eating any occasion, and a glass, we drank water, and we were eating food, and food marks are on our fingers. And we shouldn't drink water with the left hand. Some of us, we give preference to the cleanliness of the glass to the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sunnah to drink with the right hand. So don't think my right hand is soiled. It's not soiled, it's just food that is on your hand. It's not dirt on your hand. You are eating food, you are not eating dirt. So don't take the glass in the left hand. And don't also take it in the left and support it with the right. So we are doing the right hand also. Now take it in your right hand. Lick your fingers if you want to. The marks that come, no problem. So anyway, that glass that has got marks on the outside, not of dirt, of food. Then many times we have come to that level that I myself, the second time I don't want to drink in that glass. That it is dirty. So to say, I dirty it if it was dirt. And today the wife won't want to drink from there. Brother and sister won't want to drink from there. So wrong hygiene and cleanliness idea we got in our head, which is not at all a reality. So anyway, you don't want to drink water, or you don't want to give somebody, and the person will also feel offended if you give him what marks outside. Inside is clean, pure clean. But just because the marks are on the outside, we don't want to. So if we don't want to drink water, we don't want to give somebody water with marks on the outside, how will Allah come in the heart which is filled with dirt inside? And especially like pride. Allah Ta'ala says pride, only Allah has the right to be proud. Because Allah is perfect. He does everything. He has the right. He can be proud. Allah is full right of Allah. And anyone who wants to become who has got pride in him, he's like pulling at the clothes of Allah. Pride is like the clothes of Allah. Allah doesn't need clothes or anything, just for us to understand. And when a person is proud, he's like pulling. And a person who pulls at the clothes, at your clothes, somebody pulls, how angry you become. You're pulling at the clothes of Allah. And Allah's special clothes of pride, which only Allah is entitled to. Nobody is entitled to pride whatsoever. And you want to grab it, so you can imagine what your condition will be. So anyway, if the heart has got pride, dirt, any filth, how will Allah come into that heart? When the heart is purified, and it's purified by the name of Allah Ta'ala. And also, just let us explain that. Hopefully it will be beneficial for us. Our Shaykh, what a great arif of Allah. He said the name of Allah is so great. Like here we have got there, Allah written there. And according to Arabic calligraphy, you can write Allah's name in a different way also. But the spelling of it, it can be put in a different way. But it is not permissible. It is only permissible to write Allah's name as we see it here, as we see it written everywhere, only in there. So our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says that Alif and then Lam and again Lam, the two Lams. You can write the two lamps in a different way also. But this we are allowed to write it only in this way. So these two lamps in this, is, if you look at it, it's like the crown of a king. If you look at it, the crown of the king. So Allah is that king, that his crown is that. And then on top of it is the tashdeed. That is another crown. That Allah is the king of kings, of all the kings of the world. From the beginning of the world till the end, Allah is the king of them all. So that is Allah. So is Allah really so great? On top of that tashdeed, we see that little stroke like an exclamation mark. Yes, Allah is so great. He is the only one so great. And at the end, who? There is no one else but He only. That is only Allah. So that name of Allah, when we take it, Allahu Akbar. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says that one Hindu in Allahabad in India, he should take the name of his God whenever he used to worship the idol. So much he should take, when they had to take an x-ray of his heart, they found that name was written on his heart. So if we take Allah's name like that and Allah's name is written on our heart, what more do we want? So when we have that love, that passion for Allah, that love for Allah Ta'ala, then we will take it. Now, I usually give this example. If a boy is engaged to a girl, Fatima, now just that he's engaged to herself, this the talks are carrying on. Now he's dreaming of Fatima all the time. When he goes to bed, he's just thinking of her all the time. And when the family, his mother, sisters talk about her, and they don't pronounce the word Fatima properly, he becomes cross also. They say Fatim, Fatli, Fatu, all so many, all spoiled versions of the name. He says no. And he will go to Qari Sahib for the pronunciation of the Ta, of the Ta, of the Ta. That it must be pronounced properly. All just for that one girl. Allah's name, if we take it with that passion. But we take that name and we are fast asleep, many of us. Allah forgive me, forgive us all. But we take it like a sleeping period. So how can it have that effect? Otherwise this name, the zikr of Allah, is enough for the islah of a person and to take him to where? Hazrat Maulana Hussein Ahmad Madani Rahmatullah Ali, what height Allah Ta'ala, superior than the malaika these people were. But right at the end of his life, he still heard his tasbih and reading tasbih. Somebody asked him, Hazrat, to reach here, you needed this vehicle. But you reached at your destination, now you don't have to sit in the vehicle, now you must come into the palace, in the car. You still with your tasbih, even at this age still. He says, I feel shy. I feel ashamed that what brought me till here, I must give it up now. How he appreciated the zikr of... The zikr are of two types. One is zikr as an ibadat. And that is what commonly the whole ummah does. And one zikr is like a medicine. So the zikr which we prescribe, which is prescribed for us, is like a medicine. And then there are that zikr as medicine, which are also of two types. One you can buy over the counter from the chemist. And the other he won't give it to you without a prescription. So the zikr over the counter is like after asr we raise 33 times Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. It's for the whole ummah. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, Subhanallah, al-azim. It's for the whole ummah. But like the zikr that we make after fajr we make, after isha we make, that is like a prescribed. A person shouldn't make that zikr which any sheikh prescribes. Without a prescription, that is, without the permission of the Shaykh. First get permission from him. And if you feel you want to increase your dose, also get permission from him. And if you feel it's a bit too much and you want to decrease it, also get permission. Don't do on your own. It's not that other zikr that you can do on your own. So zikr, we are supposed to talk about other things, but the zikr is a means by which all this can come into us. And it is a very, very important aspect for our islah. But unfortunately, generally, we don't pay that attention to it. And we don't make that zikr with that passion. Maulana Abdul Aziz Saab of Peshawar, he's still living. He used to come regularly to our country. For a number of years, he hasn't come now. He is also so passionate about zikr. when they start their madrasa at the beginning of the year, then you will get all the students and they all will make zikr. And when anywhere he comes, when he comes here also, he say, come, let us make zikr now. And he quoted one buzurg who used to come. We're just sitting like, we're just talking. He said, like just say we had meals, for example. Or we're waiting for the meals to come. He should say, come, let us make zikr. He was so passionate about zikr. So zikr, the name of Allah, is like that. Of course, we must be very careful. We don't go across the border and go into bid'at. And that also we have to be careful about within the limits of Sharia. But zikr is a very, very important aspect of our deen, and we should take our time. Really, we suggest here also that one, we make collective zikr, which encourages us, like these programs we are having, as some friends have expressed. May Allah reward them also, and let us all also understand. They say that if we were just left on our own, we should never, all this muzakaras which are taking place, the kitabs which are being read about akhirat, we shouldn't, who should go and sit down with a kitab? Actually, we should do that also on our own. So this is just like encouragement. But the actual zikr is on one's own. And whom Allah gives tawfiq, and especially at tahajjud time, if he sits and makes his zikr, and he takes out time for zikr. How we take out time? Allah give us tawfiq for tahajjud. We take out time for dua. We take out time for sehri. We take out time for zikr also. Or any other time after asr, whenever it is. And in fact, we should, Allah give us the tawfiq. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali once told me that sometimes some nafal namaz, go and make it like in a jungle. In our context, where we are in the build-up area, in the urban areas, go to a park that is quiet, where there is no one. Or just go 2-3 kilometers out of town, 5 kilometers. You'll get a quiet place. Sometimes we make some namaz there also. And there, then with that concentration, that's only you and Allah. Nobody, not your wife is around, not you are making in the house, not you are in the masjid, nobody. You and Allah, and you are making your namaz. Sometimes, and many of our awliya and our shaykh himself should look forward to those occasions when by the seashore, in the jungles, right in the depth of the jungles, should go there and make zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat sometimes used to leave the Khanqah in Karachi and 3 days go to some place, remote place like that. And then there go, he explains one place, no tent, no house, no room, no nothing. There was some work carrying on, so this big pipes for water or whatever, big pipes. When it was too hot, they should go in there to take little shelter and get little shade. Or if it rained or something, they should go in there like that to spend 3 days like that. And nothing else but just making the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Then how won't that heart become illuminated? And it would become bright and shining. So one is the zikr, general medicine for all our diseases. But Allah give me tawfiq, all of us, that we take it in the proper sense. And this is still no real even discussion of the zikr. Discussion of it is also much more. And the reality is even much more further. May Allah bless us with that. Du'as, company and sohbet of the righteous and the pious people. Normally, that one shaykh, he is your kamil shaykh. And you'll get everything from him. But like many other mashayikh, any of the murids had the problem of the eyes. Looking, gazing at other women at that, they should send them to Hazrat, because Hazrat was known, he was a master in this field of the control of the eyes. So just staying with Hazrat for some time, then that effect should come, they should be remedied from that. So like that, like today in our bodily, if you have, for example, you've got a heart problem, they send you to a cardiologist, different. You've got a cancer problem, you go to somebody else. So like that, the specialist in this field, if we stay by them, but also with the permission and the prescription of your shaykh. that now you go to another person, he sends you, go there and go to this, like your GP will send you to this doctor, he sends you for another thing to another doctor. Like that, your sheikh will send you. So anyway, so zikr we should be regular to remove this pride, and it is such a disease also that a person can't just make it out also. That he's got pride. Mashayikh have written extensively on this, that generally, the even if a person has become a sheikh, and pride again is such a killer disease, it comes in everything. Even with knowledge of deen, and acquiring knowledge of deen, you become a hafiz, and now you have become a very good hafiz, which is such a purifier, the Quran itself, but that brings pride in you. Your qiraat, Allah blessed you with the art of qiraat, and you read so perfectly. One great qari of India, of Pakistan, Qari Fateh Muhammad Rahmatullah Ali, most probably, he was a master in qiraat. He went to Syria, and there he read, they asked him to read, and the pronunciation of the Dod is the most difficult of all the alphabets in the Arabic language, the Dod. But the way he pronounced it, a great Arab sheikh, he said, first time in my life I've come across somebody that pronounced this dot so perfectly. He says, we Arabs also can't do it. How you have done it so perfectly. But because his tarbiyat was done immediately, he said, but it is that letter dot that is troubling me, which I still can't pronounce properly. He didn't take it as a praise and it went to his head and he got blown up in his head. He says, that is the letter that I'm still trying to master. Whereas we, anyone just tell us something or little bit or just something, they just glance at us, just smile. Oh, they really think that I'm really somebody. That the way I make my namazes, the way I make my bayans, the way I read or anything, we are still very, very far. So anyway, zikr is Allah make it that this reality comes and we purify ourselves. And the minute a person gets purified, and he will himself know that what enjoyment he's getting in his life. And it is exactly like a person was very hungry and now he got a nice meal and he's satisfied now. A person was tired, his head was throbbing. He just couldn't think of anything. He just needed the pillow and now he got a good sleep. And he feels fresh. Like that, when we get purified of our spiritual diseases, then we'll find that this cleanliness. So one is the zikr, one is dua, one is sohbat. And if necessary, if the shaykh prescribes sohbat of other people, go there also. And in this way, and the direct prescriptions, like for pride, many things are prescribed. For sincerity to come in a person, many things are prescribed. We follow through all this, inshallah it will come into us. So inshallah, the opposite of pride is tawadu. And that is also a mahmood, a very, very matloob, very desired and a very honorable and praiseworthy quality to have tawadu. And Allah Ta'ala's hadith says, Man tawada'a lillah, a person who humbles himself, but lillah. If you humble yourself, so people say he's a very humble person. That you are walking, for example, and you see some dirt in a gutter or anywhere, and you go and pick it up, that people say he's such a humble, then that won't be. But for Allah's sake. And ask ourselves, even now we read Asr Namaz, how many of us really made niyat for Allah's pleasure? That I'm making my namaz for Allah's pleasure. And if we did, one level is that customary we say, we are just used to it. Like in Arabic we learned, we are small with that, I'm reading this 4 rakats of Asr Namaz, lillahi ta'ala. For Allah Ta'ala. But it is just words. It's not that reality. But that I'm really reading it. That when we came to masjid, we are here in the masjid, we went out to make wudu, went to toilet, went make wudu. How many of us really felt that Allah made this namaz for us and now I'm going to be preparing to fulfill this faraz of mine? If we come with that frame of mind, and for that we are advised, which we also don't really practice, we should be here, and immediately after Adhan, we are read our sunnahs. Then there is a little while between. Now we get a chance to reflect a little bit, prepare for our namaz. We are going into a very great liberty. We are coming in the house of Allah. It's not a president's palace or something. It is not some very rich man's palace. The house of Allah. And Allah is, we are coming, but who of us really thinks where I'm going? When we start walking, that now I'm in such a place, the house of Allah. And then when we come into namaz, direct contact, presence of Allah Ta'ala. We don't think of this, so unfortunately, when we make our namaz, our concentration also is not there. So if we do that namaz, everything we do it, then these qualities will also all start coming into us. So anyway, man tawadha'a lillah, that when we make tawadhu also, then it is only for the pleasure of Allah. For no other reason. Not that the people must speak that he's a very humble person and he doesn't think anything about himself. See how he dresses also. See how he mixes with people. If all those things are, then it is not for lillah. One person, he heard from in a bayan, Maulana said, if a person keeps quiet 40 days for the pleasure of Allah, then Allah will make the words of wisdom and great valuable words to come from his bosom and speak on his tongue. So he thought, this is something very good. If I can speak words of wisdom and all great words. So he kept quiet for 40 days. But after 40 days, nothing happened. So he went to that Maulana, he said, Maulana, nothing happened, you told me 40 days. He said, why did you keep quiet? He said, so I can, this words of wisdom. He says, but I said, who keeps quiet for the pleasure of Allah. Not for getting the words of wisdom. Yeah, we should understand one basic thing. One is what is called maw'ud, what is promised. And one is maw'ud, what is promised that you will get. Anyway, like yeah, for example, we are promised what Allah has told us. So that is one thing, and the one thing is that why you doing it, your maqsood, that why you doing it. So what Allah has promised is according to that maqsood, that you do it for Allah's sake, then your what is maw'ud and matloob, that you will get. So our namazes also, everything, really, how much, and we have to train. One additional point, as we progress, we're reaching to Allah Ta'ala, we reach that stage that everything we do is for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. If we read Abiti, Hadrat has explained such interesting incidents that people, that, just mention it while we are there now, that one person had a court case or something, and it was like he was going to be executed, charged for murder or whatever else. Now naturally such a person is very concerned. So he went to somebody and he asked him. So he says, I can't help you, but that buzurg that lives at the river bank, his little hut, grass hut he's got, and he lives there, go and tell him to make dua. And when you go to him, he'll chase you away. He won't listen to you, he won't let you speak also, but you must be persistent. You must insist that you have come for a purpose. So he went, and that consequently that buzurg chased him away. What more? I got nothing here. I'm just sitting here. Who am I? I'm a nothing here. I'm just an ordinary little grass cutter, grass eater. I'm nothing here. But when he insisted, he said, okay, go. When you go to the court case, say that by the barkat, of that buzurg, that the tawassul, barakat of that buzurg who hasn't eaten food till today, and who hasn't got any children, he's got no children. Go in his name, in his barakat, Allah, you do my work. Work got done, and that was finished. But yet the wife was also present there, the buzurg's wife, in that little hut. She said that you said that who never ate food. He says, that is your big stomach you got, and you say you never ate food, but that's your business. But you said the one who's got no children, then all these children, whose children are they? You are accusing me of committing adultery, that I'm, did you say they are not your children, that who hasn't got any children? He says that nothing, no food, morsel of food went in my mouth for my desire, all for Allah. So it's not me, it's for Allah's pleasure. Each child also, everything was not for my satisfaction. for my desire to fulfill my need. It was solely I did it in the command of Allah. So that ikhlas and that lillahiyat, we listen here about lillahiyat ikhlas, what value it has got when we get that lillahiyat in us. Then see what miracles these things were. So anyway, Allah Ta'ala make it that this tawadu comes in us, man tawadha'a lillah. Then when that will happen, rafa'ahullah. Allah will make him high. You don't have to make yourself high. You don't have to give your profile anywhere. And you don't have to go on YouTube. And you don't have to make known your amal which you had done in complete secrecy also. Those three people who got saved in the cave when they went of Bani Israel and the rock fell on the mouth of the cave and they couldn't come out, they didn't broadcast the amal. Allah Ta'ala broadcast it. And where Allah broadcast it? Write it on the name, on the tongue of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. In Bukhari Sharif, in all the kitabs, Allah makes it known. And when you want to broadcast it, you want it to be known, then it has got no value also, and it doesn't get known. For this to spread, of many other incidents of the Bani Israel, things of that long time of before Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. But today, at a time when there was no groups and no WhatsApp and no nothing like that, how Allah spread it and where, in which sources Allah spread it. So that's sincerity. So this also, Allah, you become tawadu, humility for Allah's sake. Allah Ta'ala will make you high. You don't have to think that now I did this act here of so much of humility, etc. No, Allah will make you high. And just see this humility also, Allahu Akbar, how our buzurgs have explained it. That you have a water jug on the table to pour water. As long as that water jug thinks that I'm somebody and stands straight up, nobody benefits. But the minute the jug becomes humble and bows down, Now that cold milkshake will come from there. Now that cold juice will come from there. When it will humble itself. In the same way, when any person, you can have the greatest qualities in you, but till you don't have humbleness, you won't be able to, nobody will benefit from you. But when you'll humble yourself, and you'll go to the level of the people, then people will benefit. Our Shaykh, what ulum and what ma'rifat Allah has blessed our Shaykh. He says like a Shaykh who has now reached very high and he's got great qualities in him. And now he remains high. Nobody will benefit from him. Example is like that aeroplane that was built and it can fly so high. And it goes for thousands of kilometers it can fly. If it just keeps on flying in the air, nobody will benefit. But when it humbles itself and it comes down on the ground, and now it picks up 500, 600 passengers, and so much of goods it picks up, and now it takes, and it will take all of those in the air now. He'll take them to Allah Ta'ala. So like that, if we humble ourselves and we go to the level of the people, Allah will take us and let us fly high. Also another very beautiful example Buzurgani Deen have given, this tawadu. You have a seed. And you take the seed and you put it in the ground. Like many our dhana or many other things also. One seed says, I don't want to go in the ground. I must go in the ground. You're going to cover me up. You're going to throw water, all mud around me. I don't like that. I want to stay pure as a seed. Then it is sold in a vegetable, in a grocery shop. Now they will cook that seed, dhana, whatever it is, and people will eat it now. Now they eat it, now it will go into the stomach, it will be crushed and it will come out in a very bad place. And the other seed that went in the ground, humbled itself, I'm prepared to do this mujahada also, and to humble myself also. It will bring out flowers, it will bring out the shoot, and then from there, plants will grow, trees will grow, and thousands of fruit will come on these trees. The one who learns to humble himself, the world will benefit from him. And the one who doesn't want to humble himself, he will find he lands up in a toilet. That is where he will land up. So it is tawadu if it comes within us and we learn to humble ourselves, we will benefit and the world will also benefit. So this tawadu, Allah, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, a person who makes tawadu, rafa'ahu Allah. وَمَن تَكَبَّرَ, and a person who has got pride and he wants to pull at the sheet of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala brings him down. And this pride was the work of shaitan. And what was the result of shaitan? That will become our work also. So that is one very important thing which we have to work on and which we term as you have to keep the roza of the heart. Don't let pride come. Hazrat Maulana Ahmed Muhammad Sahib Pertab Gari Rahmatullah, great buzur, he says, for how many years I have been keeping the doors of my heart closed so that no ghairullah comes in my heart. Because all the time through your eyes, all other things are coming in your heart. What you hear, other things come in your heart. What you speak, it has an effect on your heart. So to look after our heart, which we never ever perhaps think about, that the heart has to be protected. I got a 10 rand to look after it, that I know is important. I can't just put it anywhere. My cell phone, I can't just throw it around. Announcements also are made, look after your own possessions. But our own heart, in Nizamuddin Markaz, always this announcement is to be made, that look after your goods also, all your personal belongings, and look after your iman and your amal also. That also we must look after all the time. So this also, the heart, don't just leave the door open for anyone and anything to come into the heart. And when a wrong thing will come in the heart, it's not easy to take it out. People who sometimes outside the house they burning the felt, the fire, mice run into the house. Now to get far, find that mouse and to get rid of it is not easy. Or somebody went somewhere with his baggage, bathing, and he picked up cockroaches. Now you came home, cockroaches in the house. Now you need fumigation, it's a problem. So in the heart also, all this dirt and filth is coming in all the time. A person has to be very careful. So this pride, we have to be very careful, and it comes in such a subtle way. And again, another very important thing between pride and self-respect. To have your self-respect, that is a quality that you must have. Don't disgrace yourself. Don't do things by which you lose your respect. Allahumma ij'alni fi ayni saghira wa fi ayni nasi kabira. Is the dua of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make me in my eyes, make me small. And in the eyes of the people, make me big. It looks like you want to be a big person, but this is for the sake of deen. If people don't have respect for you, if the teacher, the ustad in the class, or the imam, he behaves in such a way that people don't have respect for him, the students don't have respect for the ustad, who is going to listen to him? So he must not lose his self-respect. But on the other hand, pride he must not have. And there's a very fine line between the two that you can easily cross from the one into the other. Self-respect a person must have, it is absolutely essential. But pride he must not have. And pride then, for example, one Sahabi asked Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam explained of the harms and the terrible disease of pride, he says, I love to wear nice clothes, nice shoes. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah is beautiful, Allah loves beauty. So that is not pride. What is pride? That if somebody tells you some mistake, you are not prepared to accept it. Who are you to tell me that? Or you think people lower than yourself. That is what is pride. But also with clothes also, a person must be very careful that even sunnat clothes, wearing sunnat, and it's sunnat, but that can also bring pride in a person. A person, for example, he wears a topi of a certain buzurg, like in a khanqa. Now that pride, that I belong to that khanqa. Or he wears amama. And now he feels, and that also, a person who wears, we saw a few people, mashallah, they wear the amama, but they were not particular how they fastened it. They just, for the sake of amama, is sunnah. And one are we that we spend how much time in front of the mirror. And then it's not right. Open it up again. Fasten it again. Open it up again. So if it was for sunnah, it's a different thing. And if it is to look smart and impressive, then that is a different thing again. So all these things here, a person, as you wear your trouser above your ankles, one, the sign of pride is also that you wear your trouser below your ankles. That's also a sign of pride. But you wear it above, but also with this, that all must see, oh, very big buzur. And he wears his trouser not just above the ankles, but right almost near the knees. He's wearing the knees. He's wearing his trouser till there. Then that can also bring. And the Quran Sharif says with regard to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, when Quran Sharif was being revealed, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam was coming down, is a'jabatkum kathratukum. The Sahaba in the Battle of Hunain, when they thought, other battles we were always small in number. We had little bit of weapons, etc. But we always won. Today, we are in big in number. And today, nobody can defeat us. Then it came to a condition that the rumor spread that even Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has been made shaheed. Just because that little thought that we are big in number today. So the minute a person gets that in him, then he faces dangers. In this world also he faces dangers. So Allah Ta'ala take out this pride from us. And if we study in the lives of people who were the children of great buzurgs, but they did not follow in the line. Then somebody in the family, the mother, somebody said that your father was such a great buzurg, and this wealth of yours is by that certain share, khalifa of your father. Go there and go and get this treasure again. When he went there, he treated him first as a guest, the son of my sheikh. And he gave him royal treatment. The minute he said, but I've come to get the treasure of this connection with Allah, of the reality of deen, of the qualities, immediately he put him into mujahada. And what mujahada he made him go through, that all this humbleness come in him, sincerity comes in him, all this comes in him. So for that then, there is mujahada. So we also, in order to wash out this pride that we have in it, and to polish it with tawadu and humility in the true sense, for that also is mujahada. But we are really, like for example, one great mujahada is to eat less. But not so less also in our times, Buzurganideen also say, must eat enough. But overeating, this also, then pride won't come out of a person. Tawadu won't come within a person. This has to be controlled. And if we'll follow in that way, then we will see if we mix with people less, which still the buzurgs stress upon, and we talk less, these qualities will come into us. But if we still just carrying on our talking freely, our mixing with everyone freely, then it is difficult. So Allah Ta'ala bring that. Then there is another quality which we have to, another disease of the heart which we have to fast off and save ourselves, is the thoughts that come into the heart, to the heart. There are various types of thoughts. One is which we call evil thoughts. Thinking bad about people, fantasizing, thinking about women, just in your mind, you are thinking and what you are thinking. In the same way, your thoughts also, stray thoughts. Thoughts of, like in namaz, a person is in namaz, but in one rakat he's in Bombay, in the same rakat, then he's again somewhere else, and the same rakat, he's again somewhere else, he's where, in that one posture of namaz, and the whole namaz, without a ticket, without an aeroplane, without visas, without anything, he's traveled the whole world, how many times round? So this three thoughts also we have to give, and it's not impossible. And a person can easily, without difficulty, but when we make that our object, namaz will become namaz. And namaz which saved, worked miracles. But which namaz was that? Not our type of namaz. That was that namaz that a person had direct contact with Allah Ta'ala. And in that namaz, as we read in Fazail-e-A'mal, that person who was a porter, taking people traveling, and one of his passengers, people said, "We'll take the shortcut," and then he took him into a jungle where he saw so many skeletons, other dead people lying there. Then he was going to kill him and rob him also. So he said, "Let me make two rakats of namaz." That namaz, what miracles it worked. Like that, even till today, namazes will work miracles, but when it is namaz. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali used to say that a person hears that an atom bomb can kill so many people and it can have does so much of things. So a fly is troubling him. So he's reading atom bomb, 1,000 times, atom bomb, but more flies are coming. And that one fly is troubling him even more. So the word is not that's going to kill anything. The reality for atom, reality for bomb from the word, and to develop it and to have a nuclear weapon or something, how lot of effort is required. So the same way namaz is namaz. Our namaz, what is the quality? So to get the reality of namaz, then see what namaz will do. That is still very far. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayh, most probably to us, Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayh said, the Isme Azam, that name of Allah which you take, and on what you take it, everything just gets done. It is the name Allah. But that we can take that Allah in that way. What that name Allah contains in it. That we take it, and one is like a person who is a non-Muslim, and you ask him to read La ilaha illallah, or just to say Allah. He also, Allah. He has very different ways to say it. So one is just the pronunciation, but the reality of Allah that comes, and if we do our zikr, Allah give us tawfiq, and with that passion we do our zikr, and Allah comes into the heart, then see what Allah Ta'ala. So these are also things, inshallah, if Allah wishes, we will discuss all these thoughts that come. Three thoughts that come. How many of us ask that when I read my namaz, my concentration is not there. That I do zikr. No, what was supposed to make the concentration, that has lost. Like somebody said, ulama hi bigar jaye, to fir ummat ka kya hal hoga? If the ulama are supposed to correct the ummat, if the ulama are gone bad, then who is going to correct the ummat? Salt is supposed to give taste in the food. If the salt hasn't got taste anymore, then where is the taste going to come in the food? So zikr is supposed to bring that concentration. But zikr no concentration, then how is the concentration going to come then in everything else? I myself, all of us, desperately, sincerely, truly, we are desperately in need. There is an occasion we talk about it. It's not that it is just being dished out for everyone. We are all desperately. And again, du'as, if we make du'as for one another. And that Allah brings us and brings this reality. And the least by which we can reach were very high height is at least to understand I am faulty. I am deficient. Not that I am good. I at the end of Ramadan also, if I think I became the top wali of the world, then we are lost. But if I realize now, at least I realize my faults. And at least I know now, Hazrat Maulana Musihullah Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali says, the day you made a namaz and you felt, today I made proper namaz, that was your worst namaz of your life. But until you made namaz and you felt, ya Allah, what kind of namaz I made? Our Ramadan, till we feel that I didn't spend my Ramadan correctly. And every year we feel, but the day we feel that my Ramadan, I spend it perfectly, then we are in great danger. So all these three thoughts, wasawis, The remedy for that, fantasizing, thinking bad about people, thinking low about people, is all part of the rosa of the heart. That all those things must go out. And when we get purified of that, inshallah, we will see what goodness may Allah give me and give us all tawfiq.